I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's still the United States against al-Qaeda, 7 years after September 11th, and Pakistan is an active front in that conflict. The United States believes al-Qaeda has established havens for its militants in northwest Pakistan. That's the area near the border with Afghanistan. Last week, U.S. forces launched a raid against militants inside Pakistan, apparently without asking Pakistan for permission. Pakistani officials say 15 to 20 civilians were killed. And as The World's Jason Margolis tells us, a rift has formed between Washington and Islamabad.
Yesterday on Capitol Hill, the U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, offered a thread of what the U.S. is prepared to do in Pakistan. He said a more comprehensive strategy was being formed to combat the extremist threat on both sides of the Afghan-Pakistani border. Today, the New York Times tugged at that thread. It reported that the Bush administration secretly approved orders in July to allow U.S. forces to carry out ground assaults inside Pakistan. The Pakistani government had not given prior approval. The head of the Pakistani army reacted angrily to the raid. He said Pakistan's sovereignty would be protected at all costs. The Pakistani Foreign Minister Makhdoom Shah Mahmood Qureshi said today that attacks by the Americans were counterproductive.
They are friends, they are allies, and we are cooperating with them. But when they come in and bomb and cause collateral damage, it is unproductive. And it alienates the population that we are trying to win over.
In other words, the U.S. raids will backfire. Tariq Ali agrees with that assessment. He's the author of the new book, The Duel, Pakistan on the Flight Path of American Power. Ali says the timing of the U.S.-led raid is as much about politics as military strategy. Ali says the U.S. is testing new Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari.
It's obvious that behind the scenes, Zardari has given a lot of assurances to the United States that he will be more willing and more cooperative than Musharraf. When Zardari was inaugurated as president, the only foreign visitor invited or present was Hamid Karzai from neighboring Afghanistan. So the message from the Zardari government to the U.S. was very clear. We understand what you have to do, though we cannot publicly support your doing it.
Friendship has its limits.
Charles Dunbar was in charge of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan during the 1980s. He says if President Zardari were to publicly allow U.S. troops into Pakistan, it would jeopardize his political future. But if U.S. and NATO forces aren't allowed into Pakistan, Dunbar says the main problem, as the U.S. sees it, persists. And that is that the Taliban will continue training fighters in the Pakistan border region.
The Pakistanis can't control it and are doing the best they can to kind of ride the tiger of this insurgency. But they are not able and they are not willing to take the steps to close the border, even if they could.
Today, the Pakistani military did say it killed 100 al-Qaeda-linked militants near the Afghan border. That may send a message to Washington that Pakistan can handle its own problems. But will Washington get the message? Tariq Ali says even if the Pakistani generals continue to firmly say that U.S. raids into the country are unacceptable,
the U.S. is going to ignore it.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama has said he will strike al-Qaeda targets in Pakistan unilaterally if Pakistan won't help. John McCain has said he favors working with the Pakistani government to root out extremists. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.